जय कीर्तन मेला के जय। सो नाउडेज वी आर वेरी मच हियरिंग दिस वर्ड कीर्तन मेला। आई डोंट नो हर दिस वर्ड केम फ्रॉम। दैट इज अ गौड़ीय वैष्णव अभिधान, द डिक्शनरी वेयर ऑल वैष्णव टर्मिनोलॉजीज आर देयर, बट आई डोंट नो व्हेदर दिस कीर्तन मेला वर्ड इज देयर आर नॉट। Just like Chambers Dictionary, Oxford Dictionary, but I don't think anywhere this Kirtan Mela name is there. So 500 years ago, Satchinandana Gaurahari came. He brought this Nama Sankirtan. And nowadays, our Satchinandana Maharaj came. He brought this Kirtan Mela. So now Kirtan Mela has become so famous all over the world. Wherever we go, people, they love this Kirtan Mela. So this Kali Yuga, the holy name is only our shelter. Actually, in this age of Kali, Krishna does not incarnate. I wonder, every incarnation, every yuga he comes, why not in Kali Yuga? Kali Yuga people are so notorious, even if Bhagavan also afraid of to come on this earthly planet. So Bhagavan is thinking, is there more powerful, merciful than me, can deliver this fallen people of Kali Yuga? So that is his holy name. That's why Kali Kale Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. So Lord Krishna appeared in this age of Kali in the form of his holy name. You see, in Kali Yuga, Lord is there in deity form. Lord is there in the Paramatma form. Lord is there in Yajna Purusha form. But nowhere we can be accepted as much as easily we can be accepted by holy name. To worship the deity, we have to be qualified, we have to be purified. To do yajna, we have to be purified first, then we do yajna. To meditate upon Paramatma, we have to be purified and qualified. But to chant holy name, we don't need any qualification. It does not matter how fallen we are, the holy name will give us the shelter. That's why we are very, very fortunate in this age of Kali to take birth in human form. So this chanting of holy name, Nama Sankirtan, started from this Mayapur Dham, Navadip Dham. As Nadu Gopal Prabhu was telling, the first Gaur Purnima festival, which was celebrated in Kheturi, organized by Narottam Thakur, that Gaur Purnima festival means throughout the day and night they're simply chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So what better place and better system would be there to spend our time during Gaur Purnima festival here at Navadip Dham by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So next 5 days we'll be engaged in chanting and hearing. On behalf of ISKCON Mayapur, I welcome all devotees from different parts of the world who have come here. Please attend this Kirtan Mela and enjoy as much as possible. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Just before His Holiness Lokanatha Swami Maharaj begins his kirtan, we humbly request Our Grace Mother Yashomati Mataji to say a few words, blessing all of us. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I was just recently at the kirtan festival in Radhadesh with Satchinandan Maharaj. And at one point he sent me a note that just said 5/19/24, Srimad Bhagavatam. So since he's not able to be with us today, I think he would be nice that I share with you this 5:19:24, as it applies so directly to our service in Sridhar Mayapur. I'll go straight to the purport because I think this is where he was sending me. And so it says, Srila Prabhupada says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the land of Bharatvarsha, specifically in Bengal, in the district of Nadia, where Navadvip is situated. It is therefore to be concluded, as stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that within this universe, this earth is the best planet. And on this planet, the land of Bharatvarsha is the best. And in the land of Bharatvarsha, Bengal is still better. In Bengal, the district of Nadia is still better. And in Nadia, the best place is Navadvip, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there to inaugurate the performance of the sacrifice of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his very confidential associates, such as Sri Nityananda, Sri Gadadhar, Sri Advaita, and by many devotees like Srivas. They are always engaged in chanting the name of the Lord and are always describing Lord Krishna. Therefore, this is the best among all the places in the universe. The Krishna consciousness movement has established its center in Mayapur, the birth site of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give man the opportunity to go there and perform a constant festival of Sankirtan Yagya, as recommended herein, and to distribute prasad to millions of hungry people anchoring for spiritual emancipation. This is the mission of the Krishna consciousness movement. Now, all of you have come here, maybe some are expecting miracles, maybe some are expecting enjoyment, maybe some are expecting love of God. For those of you who are expecting some spiritual emancipation, I'd just like to put some thought in your mind in regards to this spiritual emancipation. So there's a key to unlocking this magic of the Maha Mantra, and that key is within you. Nobody else can become a pure devotee but you, for you. It has to come from you. You have to chant purely. It's not the person who's leading who's chanting for you. Of course, it's nice to sing in the presence of someone who can chant a pure name, but it is each one of us, our own responsibility to chant this pure name. Don't wait for somebody else to do it for you. We have this, you have the opportunity to chant for 12 hours in the day. Sachinandan Maharaj always recommends you spend as much time as possible in kirtan. Try to pace yourself. Try to spend as much as possible, 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever you can. And when you chant, just don't think about just think about this mantra. What is this mantra? This mantra is a song of love. It's calling out to Krishna in love. It's nothing else. You're not asking him for this, that, color TV and everything else. You're asking him to take you back. You're asking Krishna to once again let you be his, because we turned away and now it's time to go back to him. So be meaningful in your chanting and you will get much more result than if you just chant absent-mindedly. I'll probably get the opportunity to speak to all of you a few more times, and you're all waiting for Lokanath Maharaj to sing with us, so I'll just leave it at that. Hare Krishna, chant from your heart.